everyone's expression and connection is going to be different. And that is a good thing. There's not a one way, a one size fits all when it comes to connecting to our ancestors. And it's okay for us to give ourselves permission to explore things that align and to make us feel very joyous and excited. Welcome to the Blessed by Angels podcast. My name is Jen Gilbreth. Ever since I was a little girl, I have felt deeply connected to the angelic realm. Over the years, I have dedicated my time and energy towards delivering messages from beyond. Yes, that's right. I talk to dead people, although I don't necessarily consider them dead. In many ways, they are much more alive than us in this physical realm. On this podcast, I will be channeling messages from spirit. Whether you tune in each week for the new messages or feel like picking a message at random, this podcast is designed for spirit to lead you to the messages for you here and now. These messages have changed the way I view and play in life. I hope that these messages can do the same for you. So in order for us to just like dive in, I wanted to take a moment for us to just center ourselves. A lot of times our mind can go crazy and a lot of stuff just seems to go everywhere. And so when we place our hand on our heart and just connect into our center, it almost like allows us to be a little more put together so that we can feel more trusting of those things that are going on around us. And so if you wouldn't mind just placing your hand on your heart and maybe even just saying four or five things out loud that you're grateful for that bring joy and spark joy and connection in your life. Or if you want to write it in the comments, that's great too. And just take a moment to take a couple of deep breaths in. As we've aligned and dropped into our heart and connecting into this space, I wanted to first start out with sharing a story that I experienced. And then I wanted to open it up to have anyone else who feels prompted, maybe like two or three people, to just kind of like, we'll have you come on and just share a little bit about maybe experiences that you have had or an experience that sticks out to you. Because I feel a lot of times we think that having connection to our guides has to be a specific way, when in truth, they connect into us in all different perspectives. And so I first just wanted to start with a huge, profound experience that I had that I haven't really shared much with just because it is a very sensitive subject. However, my husband and I, we went to Hawaii and we went to Pearl Harbor. Now, I know that's like kind of a crazy thing, like being a medium and connecting into the spirit realm. And going to a place like Pearl Harbor can be pretty intense, you would think. And, you know, I just felt like I really wanted to go check it out. And I had aligned myself, really centered in that I didn't want to pick up any of the chaos or the drama or anything like that, where I just wanted to hold reverence and respect. And we got there and everything was really great. It was really awesome. Just enjoying, you know, the reverence that it holds. And when we got out, so you take like a boat that goes to like the center of the land, or like the center of the ocean, you could say, where they have this huge memorial. And so as we were on this boat, we were going to the memorial space, and it was such a profound experience where I was sitting there and all of a sudden I was overcome with this gratitude. And instead of the fear and the stress and the drama that went down, it was like all of a sudden I was living and experiencing this sense of brotherhood, this beautiful sense of connection and sense of love and sense of joy. And as I sat with that, I was just overcome with like such emotion because I could see that the people who had passed, like there was so much trauma going on. But it was like I could see that those who had passed away, instead of them getting stuck as they crossed over to be like, woe is me, what's going on? It was almost like it didn't affect them and they wanted to jump in and help other people. And it was like, even if they couldn't survive, they then stepped into the role of being guardians and guides to help the others who were there to survive. And it was such a sense of camaraderie. There was such a connection and such a bond that it was almost like they had such pride and such excitement to experience that aspect of saying, you know, even though there was a lot of drama, a lot of stress, we wanted to step in and to help those who could survive. And it was traumatic, but because there was such a sense of brotherhood and such a sense of a family, it was almost like there was a huge different reverence and respect for their crossing over and their purpose in helping. And then after everything went down, it also felt like when the drama showed up for them of like, what is my family going to experience? What's this going to happen? It was like this community of all those who had passed had rallied together to help each other and to lift each other up so that they could all navigate this tragedy together and that they could have such a beautiful, profound experience. And so along with that, you know, it's almost like when we have these spiritual experiences and we have these connections, sometimes we just experience it in our mind, while other times we feel it. We feel this showing up for us. And sometimes it's just in our mind, it's in our heart, where other times is a physical representation or spiritual gift or support or strength or help during a hard time. And just to see that connection and that bond that they had to buoy each other up instead of being stuck in their trauma, it brought a different perspective that our guides and those on the other side are also here to help us. They're here to help us maybe when we're struggling or when we're finding ourselves in the ocean and we don't know if we can continue to kick and to survive because we're getting so tired. And they're here to help us in those times. They're here to help us in those times of gratitude when we're really expressing excitement and we want to have a deeper, profound spiritual connection of sacredness to life, or whether we are struggling, that these guides are here to help us so that we can be empowered and that we can find joy along the way. And so we'll continue on, but I just wanted to see, you know, if there's anybody who's here who wants to hop on and to just share, even just on the audio, or if you want to get on the video and to just share maybe a time that you have felt divine assistance helping support you and how that was experienced or how that showed up for you. Does anybody want to hop on or maybe raise your hand and we'll get you on here? It just, as we share, it's almost like an opening to allow more connection, allow a stronger sense of purpose to really settle into our space so that we can have more profound connection as well. Anybody, I would love to hear just a couple of experiences. I know on Facebook, I've had some people share really cool experiences. And so if anyone feels comfortable, please feel free to hop on and we can share a little bit about that.
Well, I had an experience where Jesus helped me to heal a situation I had with my father after he passed. And that was very profound for me, and it was life-changing. Mm. And so I'm really grateful for that. So, yeah. You know, it was just mind-to-mind communication and experiences, but it had a profound effect on me, and so I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. And when you experienced that, and you said it was like a mind-to-mind thing, mm-hmm. Did you feel that in your body? Was it more of a thought? How did that show up for you?
Well, at first it was mind-to-mind communication because I was asked to give a talk, Come Unto Christ. And so I was preparing for the talk. And then later on, it was actually feeling his love for all the people, the preschoolers, and for the people around. So it was a combination of mind-to-mind, and then it was experiential. And so that was really special. And there's been other times when I've recognized my, you know, and my father, and finally then I recognized that he was watching me and looking over me and stuff like that. And that was really special. He was always very busy.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it was, I didn't realize how much it was so profound for me. I didn't realize the drama that it caused in my life, not having him be more present for me. But the Savior knew and he healed it. And I didn't even know I had a problem with it.
Yeah, I love anyway. That. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Anybody else, would you like to share anything? And it can be something, you know, it doesn't have to be as intense or as in depth, but even just finding a time where you felt an angel or an ancestor or a guide around you.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello, okay. Libby.
Hey, hey. I have a sound machine on, so I hope you guys can hear me. I'm holding a little baby. with Breaker, my second kid, and I was in labor. It was a pretty intense labor that was kind of going on. And I was doing a home birth, and it was, anyways, my body was really struggling because of my C-section before and blah, 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 blah. That doesn't really matter. But what matters and the point is that it was really, really intense for like 30 hours. And it got to the point where like my body was like, I'm either going to have this baby or I'm not. And I might need to go to the hospital, blah, blah, blah. So there's some drama and trauma. And I just remember specifically like closing my eyes. And all of a sudden it was like, I could just feel and sense all of these people around me, not just my birth team, not just my midwife, not just my husband, but it was this intense moment of like, I've got ancestors, I've got angels, like I am protected and I can trust my feelings or the guidance that I've been given and my intuition and what was going on. Because, you know, there was a sense of like, okay, should I go to the hospital type of a feeling? And I just could remember feeling and sensing my angels kind of bolstering me up and being like, don't give up just yet. And it was really beautiful and it was very touching. And I ended up being able to like have my baby just fine. And it was wonderful and all the things, but that was a very potent experience for me, to have my angels around me and just like kind of see them, but really feel them and feel the intensity that like, No, I have a tribe, which of people around me, of angels around me that were there to help me have that baby. So there's that.
I love it. And Breaker is so dang cute. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lindy. I think that's so special. And that's, you know, it just goes to show that regardless of what we're going through, we can have a divine assistant show up for us in ways that we need. And not only that, they're here to help empower us to fully come into who we are called to be and what our soul ultimately is here to experience. And alongside that, it can be a great reminder that we're not alone and that we truly do have support on the other side. So does anybody have any extra questions or they want to share their experience or anything?
Can I say one thing again?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm getting rich off of quarters. I find them in the weirdest in the weirdest places, and it's just doesn't ever get old. It just reminds me of that I have people on the other side watching over me and this little experiences. But yeah, I just love it when I feel that connection somehow, some way, just touch me.
Mm-hmm.
The joy is tremendous.
Yeah.
I love it.
And it's almost like when we can have that connection, it's like, oh, I feel so joyful. It feels so exciting and so lighthearted. A lot of times our loved ones are here to connect to us in ways like that, that we don't always acknowledge that they're around us in doing so. And so I love that you have that opportunity to experience that.
let me share one experience with you. I was at my son's house and I thought, I really need to find a quarter today. Where would he put a quarter today? Where would he put one? And I thought he would put one outside in the gravel in front of my other son's yard. So I walked outside. I walked around the gravel, totally disappointed. Didn't find one. Took a nap and I woke up and my husband was upstairs and he said, hey, the neighbor kid came over and was so excited. He found a quarter in Sam's front yard on the gravel. And my first response was, would you give him $1 for it? That was my quarter. I looked for it. It was just interesting that I just felt like it would be out there in the gravel. And the little neighbor boy found a quarter and was so excited he found the quarter in the gravel. It was just a fun experience.
I love that. And even having that thought, oh, it's going to be here. And then maybe it didn't show up for you. And it's like, oh, man, that's a bummer. But sometimes those things don't show up for us, but it's still the intention of trying. It's the intention of stepping in, of listening. And so knowing that even maybe your thoughts were guided to
He got happy. He found a quarter and I was happy because that quarter was meant for me. So he got credit for it. It was just a fun experience.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. But I think just like sharing and seeing how it can happen in different perspectives and all different ways. It can be a physical person showing up and letting you know how beautiful that you are, you know, or it can be a very deep experience that's soul changing. Regardless of how that shows up, our spirit guides are here to help guide us and assist us. And every connection is different. Every person's going to experience them differently. And I don't know about you, but it can almost feel a little bit hesitant to share personal experiences because then there's this weird energy that society has put on having to keep everything spiritual secret. And it's a bad thing if we share our stuff, if we open up and talk about things, because then maybe someone will feel bad that they haven't had those experiences. But we all have had experiences. We may not just be noticing them. And they might not be as predominant at times as they are for other people. And that's totally perfect. That's part of our connection. Sometimes we really have a great connection with somebody, and other times, like in the physical realm, you know, we might have a really good best friend and we have a lot of connection and we're feeling really inspired and connected. And then maybe there's a little break and maybe life gets busy and then you kind of die down for a little bit and then you pop back in and you have that connection. But when we put attention and energy into those relationships, we can feel that strength. And then there's those friends that you meet and you have a good connection with, and then you don't talk to them for a while, and then you meet back up and you're best friends again. And you're like, just have this soul to soul connection. And we can have that with our spirit guides. And when we put energy and attention calling upon them, to having them be here with us and show up for us, we can be and feel a lot more connected. But then there are going to be those guides that show up every now and then, and we can have a mutual respect for them. Thank you for tuning in to the Blessed by Angels podcast. It is such an honor to deliver these messages from beyond. If you want to connect deeper to your angelic realm and the support team that you have, I have a plethora of resources on my website at blessedbyangels.org. And of course, I'll leave the link in the show notes. You are connected to the divine. Having divine connection is an innate ability that each and every one of us have. Before we came here, we were spirit. And after we leave this realm, we are introduced back into the spirit world. So having spirit-to-spirit conversations and knowings and understandings are innately and infinitely who you truly are. When we step into this body, we tend to forget. We are not separated from the divine. There is just a lack of remembrance. Thank you so much for being a part of this podcast, and I look forward to delivering more messages from beyond.